it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for the diary. Do you know how long it is? I've been so disappointed lately.
It's a good one. Like, almost
it's
two
chunky.
Pages.
Chunky? Okay. Ooh.
And then the last ones have been good. Yeah.
They're just short. Like,
last one was literally two pages. Okay, a page and a half.
It's weird that because they seem short, even though you hit these gargantuan pauses when you can't read. By the way, somebody texted the other day going, let her finish before you ask if it's the end. You guys aren't in the room. I can tell by her body language that it's the end.
Right, I lift my head.
Yeah,
from
she
reading.
Like looks mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
with a nervous look on her face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Every time I get berated and I'm like, again, I didn't write this.
I know, but just if you see the end coming, maybe slow down so you stretch it out at the. You know what
Don't
I'm saying?
Slow
yeah,
down.
Okay.
So what happened in the last one?
Her dad is marrying Baby Talker.
Oh, that's yeah. right.
And we figured out her dad's around 57.
That's right.
We did some math because he's 20 years older than Baby Talker Sally. And
that's
Baby Talker.
Right.
Yes.
And Baby Talker is
10 years to the writer. So we go, Baby Talker's 37. Because our writer is 27, and that would make him 57.
It's pretty wild. Like, I don't think we realized that age difference with Baby Talker and the dad. She was, like, annoyed with Baby Talker, but she never was like, this is a little bit borderline inappropriate.
I don't... Okay.
Yeah, I
well,
guess
she's
I'll
almost
speak
40.
For myself.
I mean, she's still a grown woman.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, she's 37 years old. Can she date anybody she wants?
I'm a 32-year-old woman. I would not date a 40 or a 52-year-old man.
Why not?
Because... Ew.
If he loved, if you're saying that Dane, your fiance, as a 52-year-old man, you'd
I'll
love
him when I'm 52.
That's, dude, that's so wild. You can't help who you love. I've dated women older than me, and I've dated women considerably
yes,
younger than me.
I know,
me.
I'm offending you with this.
You're not offending me. I just, there's just a construct in society where we go, it's only weird if you're 34.
Why?
Because then she's 14.
Oh, well, yeah.
The guys. 20-year gap, yes. Yeah.
But yeah. It's like 37, 57? Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're both in your careers. You both have, what,
even
you know?
23, 50.
Well, it'd be 23, 43.
43, that's weird. 23, yeah. Like you're getting with somebody that really doesn't have, like they don't
Any
know what life
until
is
their
yet.
Frontal lobe is developed.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to get off on that.
Yeah, sorry,
anyway,
slacker.
Now accepting applications of all ages.
Okay. Not all ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep them younger.
Okay, I'm going to read today's
You're
entry.
You're the best wingman ever, Hack. You are the best.
I know what
best.
He likes.
Okay. I'm going to read today's
entry. I know what he likes. Sorry. Last one was what date?
October 23rd.
10/23, okay.
This is November 9th. I hate this time of year. Did I always? I can't remember. It's cold outside and there's more of that white stuff that is so pretty at first.
Hold on. I just want to say, we don't know if she's here or somewhere else.
We don't.
But now we know she's not in Arizona.
Right. Or like California. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's just
more of the white stuff. Sorry.
That is so pretty at first and then makes everything this really gross brown. It's gray outside, and I think I'm drinking more than I used to. True. There are holidays coming and celebrations of togetherness always just seem to make me feel more lonely. My brother has a girlfriend. Really, really. She's coming home with him for Thanksgiving. Brave girl, especially now that there's going to be a wedding.
Oh.
It's all Mama Sally can talk about.
Oh, boy.
She actually said... I'd like for you to call me Mama Sally.
No.
Not that I'm trying to replace your mother, but we're family now. No. It made me want to throw up, actually.
Oh, we just...
For sure.
Yeah, we just defended her so much. And then
that's gross.
Man. Yeah.
I'm trying to be a good sport since dad still calls me that, but it's harder than it looks. She baby talks less, thank God. I feel like an alien.
Oh no, she's talking slower. She's talking slower. It must be at the end.
I won't do that. Looking in on all of this. I miss being part of the action. I miss Mike. And that's it.
That hit anybody else in the...
I just got really sad for her because we've all been there. Well, I don't want to remind Slacker how awful it is to be alone at the holidays. But it's sad sometimes.
It's not that bad, but it's just bad if you're involved in group activities where literally everyone else is paired off.
I'm confused because she said that she doesn't want to be, like, she's tired of being left out or something. She wants to be included.
She misses being part of the action. Like, I think she misses feeling like a part of a couple.
Because it's fun to walk into, like, the friendsmas or the Thanksgiving friend thing where you've got your man.
Well, because her brother's girlfriend is going to be involved. Good luck. Oh, I want to be included. Pick one.
Yeah. But I think she's got two. So that's a newer relationship with the brother.
Yeah.
Now her father and baby talker are in their pre-honeymoon or whatever. Like, they're so excited to get married. So everyone's just in this happy
flaunting their love
phase. Yeah. And you're like, ugh.
And she's on the downhill slide of.
So do you think she actually misses Mike or does she just miss?
Is she someone?
Yeah.
The holidays always make it gray. Yeah. Yeah.
But wasn't it Thanksgiving that went to crap last year? With the baby talker? Wasn't that Thanksgiving?
That was two years ago.
That was 2 years ago?
With Mike. So then the following Christmas is when she was like, I don't want all the stuff you're giving me.
I don't want the Tiffany bracelet. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that wasn't the same year?
Mm-mm.
It wasn't?
No.
No, because the falling apart when Kim had her blow up, that wasn't when she moved out?
That was, but that was 2 years ago.
Because then she lived with Mike for...
Lived with Mike for a full year?
Yeah. Yeah, because she went to see his family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Remember, for Thanksgiving, and she met the sister. Okay.
All right. Well, that was actually very informative. Thank you for experimenting with the slow talking.
Yeah,
let's never do that again.
I hated it.
What is the date of the next one?
November 28th.
So post... Thanksgiving around it.
Yeah, probably post. Yeah.
All right. Find out what happens when Baby Talker comes to town tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.